Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So one of the many attempts to snuff Paul out and end his life is told in the 23rd chapter of the book of Acts. And it said, "Now the son of Paul's sister heard about the ambush that was set for Paul. So he went and gained entrance to the barracks and told Paul." So according to the story of Acts, it apparently was God's desire to use Paul to bring the good news to the Gentiles. And Paul knew that the seat of power for the Gentiles was ultimately Rome. So Rome was the mission. To preach before Caesar was the goal. And to take the good news to the heart of the empire was the plan. Political posturing, evil plotting, even court proceedings can't get in the way of God's plan. When God's will needs to be accomplished, almost anyone can be employed to fulfill those divine purposes. Unlikely nephews, as is the case in this particular story if you read it through, reluctant officials and prison guards can kind of get swept up in God's redemptive and irresistible drama. When you gain clarity about God's mission and purpose for your life, you begin to see that no power in heaven or on earth will be able to stand in the way of God's aims. God's will cannot be thwarted. Even people who have no interest in God turn out to be employed to carry out divine initiatives. Let's pray. Lord, life becomes more clear when we're trying to align our lives with your will. This doesn't mean that life gets easier necessarily, Lord. It just means that clarity often comes with call. Though impressive obstacles may seem to be arrayed against your will, you provide always a way forward. Even enemies prove to be aids. You win. Lord God, that's the story. You win. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you. And have a wonderful day.